Previously on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
I was asleep when I heard it. I looked over and Elder Horndog's bed was shaking. Slowly at first, steady, then faster and faster with a ferocious velocity. And I thought I heard some moaning and then it just stopped. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Welcome back to chunk number 5 of Chunky Infant Ghost Stories. I'm your host, Glenn Ostlund. And if you don't know what this whole chunky ghost story thing is about by now, then you should really back up and start over with chunk number 1. I mean, I guess I could just explain it to you real quick right now, but I just can't be bothered.
Ghostly footsteps.
My bed was just a few feet from the door, and there was a window just above my head, Elder Ironrod shared. Around 10:30 one night, it was just getting dark, very dark, and dark things kind of creep me out. So it was dark outside, and I was just dozing off when I heard footsteps coming up the stone steps. Elder Ironrod reports that these steps were distinct and unmistakable. I was wondering who would be coming this late, so I listened closer to see if I could figure out just how many distinct sets of footsteps I could actually hear. Because if it was 3 distinct sets, then I'd be all, finally, yeah, the 3 Nephites, what friggin' took you guys so long? Or if it was 2 distinct sets, I would think that maybe it was those 2 high school girls that we'd met earlier that week at Aldi's. Or maybe it was the zone leaders coming by to make sure that it wasn't the 2 high school girls that we'd met earlier that week at Aldi's. But I couldn't really tell how many distinct sets of footprints I could actually hear. So I just got up to start looking out the door when a very uneasy feeling came over me, as if someone was yelling at me from the spirit world, "Don't open that door!" And I knew right there and then that my divine protection from the other side was kicking in. Because as missionaries, we have special protection, you know, and this voice of protection I was hearing, well, kind of proved just how special I actually was. So special. So very, very special. Quite remarkable, actually. Elder Ironrod is indeed a special, special missionary. And he was hearing footsteps, but Elder Horndog was hearing no such warnings or footsteps either.
Elder Horndog woke up and he looked at me and asked, "What's going on?" And I said, "Don't you hear those footsteps?" And he said, "What footsteps?" And I paused and I listened and I heard them again. And then I said, "Those footsteps." But he still couldn't hear them. "I think there's something out there. I have a very bad feeling about this," I told him. And he just hopped right up out of the bed and went over and opened up the front door. And as soon as he opened it, it still gives me chills to this very day. There was nobody there, said Elder Ironrod.
Now this happened again and again, night after night. Elder Ironrod kept hearing footsteps.
"I knew they were there," he says. "But when we went out to look, there was nobody there. No footprints on the stone pathway, no footprints on the yard, in the mud around it. We even put tape on the cobblestone, double-sided tape, the strongest, stickiest tape that we could find. And one night we even added honey and some chewed chewing gum to make it even stickier. You know, for just in case this prankster was trying to spook us at night, he might get stuck and we would find him there the next day. Or at least find his shoe,"
explained Elder Ironrod. But he never found anyone or anything.
"That's how I knew it had to be a ghost," says Elder Ironrod. "That, and the promptings that I felt telling me to be extra careful. I mean, why would the Lord send the Spirit to prompt me to be extra careful if there wasn't anything to be extra careful about? It's the only logical conclusion," says Elder Ironrod. But night after night, we heard the footsteps, or at least I did. Elder Horndog was turning out to be not quite as in tune with the Spirit as I first thought that he was. but everything with us was okay. We were safe, said Elder Ironrod. But everything with these two missionaries was okay. They were safe. That is, until Elder Horndog woke up in the middle of the night saying, Elder Ironside, I think it's got me. I can't move my arms and legs.
Next on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
I know all about night terrors and sleep paralysis, but this was something different. It's like that time that I dreamt that I rubbed up against that poster of Farrah Fawcett versus the time that I did that thing with Susie Carpenter and had to go see the bishop. I know the difference between reality and dreams. This was definitely legit.
Come support us over on Patreon. Because we're totally worth it.
We can follow him too. Infants are frozen.